So today's episode, we are 1000% going to break down sales calls or that feeling of feeling salesy, but actually how you can grow your business without even having to sell, right? That's what we all want to do, right? We want to have this effortless business where when we talk about stuff, people just buy and we don't have to get on sales calls. But I'm also going to be breaking down, why those sales calls do feel so icky and some strategies that you can do today to make sure that they feel more sexy and fun and relaxed, thus helping you make the sale. So let's dive in. In a world where female entrepreneurs are striving to defy the odds, we are here to share real conversion-producing marketing strategies that make a difference. Our mission? To help you, the passionate female entrepreneur, rise above the status quo and achieve the million-dollar dream. On She Converts, every episode is a treasure trove of actionable marketing strategies that you can implement right into your business. Whether you're seeking insight into website optimization, brand positioning, creating a sellable offer suite, content creation, or anything else related to scaling your business, we've got you covered. Dive deep with us as we share stories, unveil tactics, and craft a journey for women in business to thrive. Together, let's challenge the norm, smash barriers, and rewrite the narrative. This is She Converts, where we equip you with strategies to change the game. Let's change it together. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of She Converts. Whether you're listening to this on YouTube and are snagging the actual video recording, or you're just listening to this on Spotify or Apple, I super, super appreciate you tuning in. And today, I'm not even gonna say anything else because I just want to talk about this topic, which is selling, okay? Sales calls, selling, being salesy, pushing, promoting, whatever you wanna call it. We're gonna dive deep into it because being salesy or feeling like you're being salesy is really just your body telling you something, and that's what I really wanna dive into, okay? So this episode, we're gonna talk about sales calls, we're gonna talk about growing your business without actually having to sell and what that would look like, okay? So first, let's dive into why do we hate sales calls so much? Trust me, when I first started my business, I also didn't like sales calls, but mainly because I didn't really understand the whole idea of a sales call, right? And there are so many people out there that push sales trainings. There's so many books. Trust me, I've read them all. I signed up from all of them, and they all teach you the same stuff. No one's different. No one's unique, okay? Why is this? Because selling comes from confidence. And in fact, I was actually just doing some voice memos to my private broadcast channel. It's on Instagram. If you want to join, it's totally free. The Caroline Lewis on Instagram, Lewis. Join my free broadcast. I just did a whole audio note on this. Selling is just confidence. There's a reason why people hire closers for your company, right? And there's a reason why these closers can close deals when they don't have any idea about your company, your product, or anything like that, right? And why they can work for multiple companies and still close sales. Why is that? Because they're confident. They're confident in their strategy and the way that they close deals. That's what it comes down to. So no matter how many people try to teach you to close better, to get a higher close rate, ain't nothing's gonna change if you still do not have confidence, okay? So let's break that down. Now, I've been to Cole Gordon's group. I've done Joel Kaplan's, I think that's his name, his group. I've read so many freaking books on selling because I thought I needed help with my sales rate, right? Like most business owners do. And I was thinking that if I follow scripts from gurus, then I would sell just as much as they do. Well, that's definitely not the case. In fact, it only hurt my business. And I've also hired and fired tons of sales team and people on my sales team, because they've also tried to copy and paste the sales strategy and it doesn't work, okay? So I'm here to save you thousands and thousands of dollars. If you wanna go read his book on selling, sure, go read a book on selling, but I am here to save you thousands and thousands of dollars and tell you that you do not need to go purchase another program or course or product that teaches you how to sell, because no matter how many of those you buy, if you do not have confidence in yourself and in your offer, you ain't gonna sell, no matter how many scripts you read off of, okay? And that is what it comes down to. So what does it mean to have confidence in self and offer? Well, essentially, if you've ever hired a sales team, then you would kind of know this, but essentially, when you look at your offer and you're reading through it, right? A sales team or a salesperson is going to ask you, I want everything, I want to learn everything there is about your offer. I want to know the price point. I want to know what it is, the length, any upsells, any bonuses. Can I push pay in full? Are there payment plans? Can I adjust the payment plans? What are all of these nuances that I need to know about the offer? Because once I just have an understanding of that, I'm good to go. Because they have full confidence in their ability to sell anything. That essentially is what makes a very good salesperson, okay? I now consider myself a very good salesperson because I can go to any business and I could say, I can sell your product or services because I have the confidence in myself to be able to say, all I need is just information about your product. Let me do my homework and put me on sales calls and I will sell. Right? Because it just comes down to confidence. Because when you're on a sales call, so you're with a prospect who either knows or doesn't know anything about you and your offer, if they sense any lack of confidence, you hesitate, you're disorganized, you're reading off of a script, you pause, you say like, you can't answer their questions. All of these things mean you don't have confidence in what you're selling, right? They're going to see that. They're going to essentially feel that, and they're not going to buy. Instead, you need to make sure that you have a good understanding of the product you're selling, but you gotta feel damn good about it, right? You gotta feel good about yourself and your ability to sell this product. If there's any indication of, ooh, I think that's priced too high, I'm never gonna be able to sell this, I don't know, other questions that you have, make sure all of those are answered before you even attempt to make a sales call, right? Because I get asked all the time by my clients, you know, I want a one-on-one coaching program that's a high ticket, over $3,000, but I don't have to go on a call because I suck at selling. And then I always say, well, if you suck at selling, that there's some type of unalignment between what you're selling and how you're selling, right? You don't have confidence in it, right? So when I hear, especially business owners telling me I suck at sales, they're telling me I don't have confidence in my business. I actually don't have confidence in the offer that I just told you about. I actually don't have confidence to sell this to anyone. And that is the bigger and the deeper issue. And that is what we have to overcome, okay? Because if you are trying to build a business just to build a business, or maybe you're creating offers because you've seen this stuff online and because so-and-so did it, that means you can do it. It's not going to actually feel good to you. So when you do get on sales calls, you're gonna hesitate. You're not gonna be able to answer questions. You're not gonna be able to give them that confidence level to buy from you like you should. And they're gonna feel that and they're going to say no. And that is the reason why you're actually not able to sell your high ticket coaching program or a consulting program or service or whatever it's like, right? So if you still want to scale your business through a high ticket program, and I say you need to get on a call for anything over $3,000. Anything less than $3,000, I do honestly think that you could have enough lead magnets to just have the offer sell passively. So we're gonna say anything over $3,000, whether that's $3,000 total, $3,000 a month, whatever it looks like, anything over that, you have to get it on a sales call. And if you still want to scale your business through this type of high ticket program, I need you to go back through your offer. And I need you to fill those gaps and understand what's triggering you about your offer that is creating this lack of confidence. Because for a lot of us, it's the length, the price point, what's being given. Is it too much? Is it too little? Who knows? When I talk to my clients, this is the stuff that we break down, right? Because when I ask them, are you good at selling? What's your close rate? And they're like, oh no, I hate getting on sales calls. Then I immediately say, okay, well, what is your high ticket offer? And I need you to break this down for me. Because typically, you know what happens? They start hesitating. They go, well, you know, I have a one-on-one coaching package. It's $2,000 a month for 3 months, but there's that hesitation. There's that lack. And that is the reason why they're not able to get a high sales rate, right? And then obviously I break down further and further and further. What is it about your program that you actually don't like and don't feel confident in? And let's redo that, redo your offer so that you look at it and you go, dang, like I got it. This is for me. This is what I want to sell. I can sell this night and day. I feel good about this. I can get on any call and just be like, boom, this is what I have. I know it's for you. And people are just going to flourish towards you, right? That ties into this effortless selling. Now, if you come to me and you're like, hey, Caroline, I love one-on-one coaching, but I also don't really want to focus it on anymore. And I want to create other offers because I get that all the time. Then you have to figure out how to sell without selling on social media or through ads, right? And there is an art around this too, but it comes back down to having confidence in your offer. Because when I have clients that tell me I have a course and it's not selling, and I go and look at their Instagram and I'm scrolling and not a single freaking post even mentions the course, we've got an issue. We've got a big issue. Because most of you are not selling on social media. What is the point of having your account if you're not gonna sell your services and your business, right? There's no point. You might as well just turn it into like a personal account, not even an influencer or a brand account. Because I have my brand account and I'm still selling stuff. And it doesn't have to be a price point. It could be a free broadcast channel for all I care. But you have to get used to promoting every single time you're on social media. Paid ads is a little different because you're setting these up to just promote whatever it is anyways, right? So with paid ads, it really just comes down to the messaging. So we're gonna leave that aside because that's, I would say, so much easier versus all of you. And most of you aren't investing in paid ads. Most of you are saying, I'm not making sales on social media. Wah, poor me. My audience sucks. The stupid algorithm hates me. No, because go back and actually go through your posts and calculate how many times you actually pitch something. How many times are you asking them to listen to your podcast, sign up for your newsletter, buy your book, grab a freebie, buy your course, sign up for one-on-one coaching, get on a call? How many times are you actually pitching your business? Because I guarantee you, all of you are just doing these fluffy posts that barely give value. And they're just like, here I am, one day in life. This is my information for you today on how to find love when you're dating. And I've been there before and it's very difficult. So follow these 3 steps, right? It's fluffy. It's not marketing. It's just talking to talk without a purpose. That's not what we want, okay? We want the confidence to be able to say, okay, you want to find love. Well, why aren't you doing it yet? Like, why haven't you found that perfect person yet? Maybe that perfect person doesn't exist because you're so caught up in yourself or your emotions, or maybe you're not mentally stable to even find whatever it is. I'm not a relationship coach. I'm just trying to give you guys an example, right? Instead of coming to social media with that energy and that confidence and then saying, you know, I do have a free ebook. It's always linked to the top of my page, or comment below freebie, or send me a DM to snag this because it'll totally help you find love in 5 days or less. right? You have to do that every single post. And the most successful people on social media, they're going to do this. If you look at their accounts and they have multi-thousand, hundred thousands of followers, almost every single one of their posts, like I would say 6 out of the 7 that they're posting is going to have some type of call to action, if not all 7. And when I say call to actions, either within the post directly, within the reel, within the carousel, within the image, or it's within the caption, or it's in within the PS comment under the caption, right? There's essentially 3 ways of putting it. And if you look at all of these people that I know you follow and you look up and you strive to be like them because they're making multi-millions on social media and they're doing it effortlessly and you want to live this life, well, go look at how many times they're promoting their business. And then ask yourself, are you not promoting because you don't know how? Or are you not promoting because you actually don't have confidence to? Because if you come to me and you say, I don't want to sound salesy, that's total BS. I will call you out right away because you're not going to sound salesy if you're confident in your offer. Point blank. That should be quoted on your wall. You're not going to sound salesy if you're confident in your offer. If it's your business and it's your offer that you're selling, you're not going to sound salesy. You're going to sound confident. You're going to talk so well about your offer that people are going to say, I want what she has. And when people say, I want what she has, pretty much the majority of the time, they are going to DM you and comment you. They're going to sign up for your freebie. They're going to buy from you. They're going to engage with you because they want what you have, because you're selling yourself and your confidence within your product so well. Okay? Some things to work on. This is like 15 minutes to dive in. I know that's a lot, but just some things that I want you all to think about. Let me know if you have any questions. And as always, I dive deeper into all of this on my new rebranded account, The Caroline Lewis, CaroLineLewis, on Instagram, because I dive into essentially my convert strategy. You'll see it on Instagram. I explain it a little bit more, so I'm not going to explain it here. So go give me a follow, join my free broadcast channel, because this is the type of information that I'm talking about 24/7, because I want to help you all sell. I want to help you all feel confident in your business, in your offers, in who you're talking to, and I want your audience to just come to you with ease, just effortlessly say, sign me up, tell me more. Take my money. I want to work with you, right? And all of this is going to help with that. So thank you so much for tuning in. I will chat with you all next week as we discuss something else that I don't even know what I'm going to talk about yet. But that's it for now. Go follow me on Instagram, The Caroline Lewis. And of course, for anything related to the marketing agency, she.converts on Instagram over there. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. And I can't wait to talk to you next week. See ya. Thank you for listening to another episode of She Converts, Marketing with Caroline Lewis. To help more women thrive in business, make sure you rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. To become an exclusive She Converts podcast member, check out our website at www.sheconvertsmarketing.com. Until next time, keep putting in the work and trust in yourself to grow your business. Let's beat the status quo and empower women to build their empires. Let's continue to change it together.